captains welcoming you aboard Boistra. We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys trip.
There is no Lyle Omalao this week, but we do have Chris.
I'm Chris, bitch!
And Jasmine. Hope you enjoy.
What's still on the agenda, guys? Anything new?
Aretha Franklin died.
Yeah, shout out to Aretha Franklin. I got you and Patti LaBelle confused for years, but...
So did Fox News.
Yeah. I think they do that on purpose. Yeah.
Fox News thought Terry Crews was Michael Clark Duncan.
They do it on purpose.
Fox News.
Nah, yo, think about this, right? Yeah. Someone died. If you Google them, it'll be just pictures of them. Yeah. They have all these expensive image services that they're subscribed to. All they got to do is type it in and get a stock image. They do it on purpose. It's not an accident.
Either that or they got that 14-year-old who's playing a doctor working as their program director. What the fuck is wrong?
Even they would know who, if they didn't know who Michael Clark
was. They don't even look the same. Like,
yeah, nah, they don't. Would know who Terry Crews
So they think they're funny. Like, oh, yeah.
Two small
yeah,
black exactly. people. Now we all look alike. Shit. That's fucked yeah. up.
Nah, it's on purpose.
Hell yeah. Make a mockery of us. Fuck news. And I don't watch that bullshit anyway.
No, they fucked it up twice. The one time it was Patti LaBelle, and the time it was Gladys Knight.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They come on.
No.
But
I will say on behalf of Fox that all their music all sounds the same. I didn't know who was who. Like, we were playing charades of music, I would be fucked up. Like,
terrible.
I just would. Like,
it's terrible.
They all had good music. Are they not legends in their own right?
Come on, man.
As clean as possible.
I'm not editing shit, so you better clean up yourself.
Well, in that case, I might as well be facetious.
Damn, no. Damn, no.
Give him five.
Fox five.
Wait, how are we allocating points?
Just by words.
Yeah. Yeah, just write facetious. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah, we'll do the tally.
It'll all come out, yeah. He's winning right now.
But. Will it come out like them Trump tapes? Isn't it tapes that came out? Or maybe I'm jumping the gun on Fox News again.
You're jumping.
I think there's been
Yeah, we can get to that. Yeah. Come on, can we have a serious discussion?
All right, seriously.
About a legend?
Oh, yeah, Aretha Franklin.
You forgot who we were talking about. Anyway, so it's Gladys Knight, bro.
No, it's not.
You're defending Fox News.
I'm not defending them.
Yeah, you did. You said, well, in fairness, all them, yeah.
Actually, I didn't say in fairness, damn, although man. That is a better quote, but. But fuck Fox News, man. Yeah. They fucked it up, man.
Yo, Trump, too. You heard what Trump said?
About?
Aretha Franklin.
Called her his worker.
He said she worked for me. Because he sang
that?
At a casino. You know, she probably sang at a couple casinos.
Well, he had like to say everyone. Like that. Like, that's all she did for her career?
You shouldn't say that, but if you go to your barber's funeral, you shouldn't go to the mic and be like, yeah, he worked for me. Like, that's just, this was, not, you can say he cut your hair, but he worked for me.
No, I'm saying that's disrespectful. Yeah. He just cut my hair?
No, he worked for me. Just saying someone worked for you, like, come on. That's a real disrespectful way to
That's Trump, though.
Talk about anybody, huh?
He got no,
It's all about him. He just wants to make it about him. But she worked for me, so I can make it about myself. Is that thunder?
It absolutely is.
Okay, I thought that was
damn.
It was lightning on the
I'm way glad it's was. Thunder because it could have been. I don't know.
But man, man, that's messed up.
Yeah.
For him to say that, but I'm not surprised. Trump goes off the deep end all the time. In fact, I'd be surprised if he ever said shout out to my niggas on Twitter. You know, he always tweeting
kinda,
shit. You think so?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a tape.
As soon as the tape leaks.
Omarosa is supposed to have the tape.
Yeah, I read some on that, and I didn't, you know, go too far in the details with it, but I read.
I mean, she put out a tape of people talking about that there's a tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but she hasn't put out the actual tape.
Plus, and it will come out.
Over, 10 years old?
Yeah. But she's just leaking stuff out little by little by little. To just stay in the press. So she started off with the easy shit.
She got the book coming out, right?
No, it's out.
Yeah.
That shit is jumping off shelves.
I'm just waiting until the library gets it so I can just
I'm waiting for it to be on Spark Notes.
Words, read back.
I can't give her money.
Uh-huh. Did y'all hear about the shooting though?
What's
the shooting that broke out over argument about Aretha Franklin? You didn't hear about this?
Oh my gosh, how?
So this is a ridiculous story. This is from the Washington Post. An argument over whether Halle Berry should play Aretha Franklin in a film ended with a shooting Thursday in Virginia.
Okay, I can kind of see why that would.
That's gonna be a no for me.
That's you can crazy. See why I
Halle Berry as Aretha Franklin.
I don't think that's a good one. I think we can do better.
I've seen worse though.
Well, Halle Berry turned it down because she says she can't sing and she wouldn't do it justice.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. From the rip, like she can't sing. There's no point in having her fake it.
Or why shouldn't she play though? Besides not knowing how to sing.
She can't really act either, for okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
Damn.
She's not that good.
She was good in Losing Isaiah. I haven't seen all her stuff.
I seen that the other day.
Wasn't she good in that?
Man, she was amazing. That put her on the map.
And she was good in Jungle Fever.
She's
good at that role.
You know what happened with her? You know what happened with her? And this probably still isn't an excuse. She's picked up a lot of bad scripts for a lot of bad movies. Yeah. The last... Whatever, she goes into retirement. Boy, she picked up a lot of bad roles. And that's not an excuse because I've seen other actors pick up bad roles, bad movies, but they do that role justice. Like, you will only watch it because that motherfucker went off.
Samuel Jackson.
What movie? Snakes on a Plane?
Every script. I mean, he take any script.
That's right? True. He made that motherfucker entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought he was a comedian for a long time.
He thought
he's funny as shit.
He thought he did stand up.
He does so many bad movies. I mean, so many.
Yeah.
He'll do any movie.
But he made, unbeknownst to the group, that he made.
Wait.
Wait.
Unbeknownst.
You didn't even hear the rest of the. He made the most money ever for blockbuster wise for any movie of all time.
Yeah, because he's the highest grossing. If you count all the movies he's in, they've made more money
than anybody.
Because he takes. Yeah. Yeah,
but I think The Rock will pass.
And they
that.
Throw him in blockbusters. It's like, oh yeah, we got a role for him.
We got something for him.
Like, yeah. It's bound to happen.
Mm-hmm. But he does it justice though. Like I never see him take any role and do a bad job. Lakeshore Drive. I didn't see that one.
I saw that one. I thought it was it's Lakeview Terrace.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Lakeshore Drive. That sounds like an MTV reality show.
Probably is.
I can't picture him as a cop, like, or that cop.
He was a bad person in that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good movie though.
Just crying because interracial love is going on in the backyard.
Yeah, but I think that's not a reason to get shot or start shooting.
Did someone die?
No. The guy was in serious condition, but he didn't die. But they heard about. I saw another article. They heard a bunch of people yell, like they were arguing about it loud, and that's what witnesses said they were arguing about. And then one of them said, "No." And then like that's a crazy thing to be shooting each other.
How you gonna go to jail? And then
you got. Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like.
And then your excuse to the judge was he said Halle Berry couldn't do it. You know what? I'm right. Let this man out. Like, that's not gonna happen. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Shit, imagine when he gets to actual jail and has to tell that story.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I robbed a liquor store. What'd you do? So they said Halle Berry couldn't play. And I got mad.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to go out, man.
Mm-mm. If you were Halle Berry, would you, like, help him with his bail?
It would be good publicity.
Yeah, I think
also
so.
Also, probably just depend on who was.
Yeah, and if he was arguing for you or not.
Yeah, you can set yourself.
I'm not bailing you out if you were like
arguing against. Yeah. Exactly.
Shout out to Halle Berry for not doing that role though.
Yeah, I couldn't see you doing that. I'm sorry.
She turned it down. Yeah.
But who would play Aretha Franklin?
Who's good candidates? Let's name some.
Oprah.
Oprah is Oprah.
Nah, man.
That's the only one I can think of.
Oprah.
I can't picture her singing, though. That's the problem.
I think they probably want someone to play a younger her anyway.
You know who I can see doing it? What's that lady name? What is that girl? Janelle Monáe?
I think so.
They were going to...
What about that Janelle Monáe person? She sang?
Maybe Vivica, like...
She acted?
It was,
She got short hair.
The two people they narrowed it down to, though, it's a Broadway actress, Audra McDonald. She's like a Tony winner and stuff. But she's Broadway, so she could sing and act. And then it was Jennifer Hudson.
That's That was going to be my next guess.
It was them two that it's down to. That's Wait, what Aretha so Franklin
gonna,
said.
They were going to make this movie of her before she died, or it just now all of a sudden came about?
No, she was talking. I saw her interview today. She was talking about this back in 2014. Were talking about it, so.
But I hope it's a good one.
And they do it justice.
I would pick Jennifer Hudson before I picked
her. I could rock with that.
Like, you know how they do some of these black biopics in the trash, like that Michael Jackson one.
Oh, with Flex?
Wait, with Flex Washington?
Like, first off, man, you can't surpass the Jackson 5 American Dream one. Nah. That shit's a fucking classic, but.
Yeah.
Nah, I saw that and I was like.
That was the worst. We was in high school, right?
I actually thought it was an It trailer or something when I saw it. He had all that white makeup on. That shit was crazy.
I can't take Flex seriously.
That's the last role he got, right?
Yeah, that's probably
he got banned from acting.
Just for taking that script they banned
him. He did one-on-one, and then he was like, yo, this is going to be my foray into acting, like, motion pictures. And that was that trash, and his career's over.
Yeah, he took a long lane in life for that one. That was fucked up.
Are we counting Foray? Because I thought about that one.
That was actually pretty decent. Is that an everyday one? Are we putting that to the list? Foray?
Foray? Who did Foray?
I did.
Oh, man. Bravo.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Claps. Golf claps.
Thank you.
See, two syllables, but that's bigger than two syllables, you know?
Yeah.
Foray is a great word.
Foray.
I like
We're
that.
We're up to six words now.
Wow.
Doing an amazing job, guys. Let's keep them rolling. Keep them pumping.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a bad biopic. And I also thought the Whitney Houston one, that was trash, too.
The one that was on that. Lifetime?
Hell yeah, that shit was garbage.
Yeah.
All they made it about was drug abuse and shit. Like,
Lifetime is just to make you cry. It's not really...
Yeah, we established that in previous episodes. That is just... Yeah,
so you don't watch it for the plot. Like, you just
They have been notoriously known for fucking up the end of movies. Like, you'd be like into this shit, like, hold up, I'm about to miss my hair appointment for this shit. And then when you finally see the end, you're like, I missed my fucking hair appointment for this shit. Like, it's terrible. But yeah.
So did you hear? This is from 2014, but it kind of resurfaced of Aretha Franklin talking about Taylor Swift and Adele and everybody.
Oh yeah, she's talking shit.
Yeah. Chris, you didn't hear it yet?
I haven't heard it.
All right, let's go.
Now, since your new album is about divas, I wanted to sort of throw out a few names of divas and sort of get your one-word reaction, sort of get your impression of various singers. So, when I say the name Adele, what comes to mind?
Mm-hmm. Young singer, good singer.
Alicia Keys.
Young performer, good writer, producer.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, great gowns, beautiful gowns.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney was a talent. Definitely a talent. She had a gift. And Sissy's Baby.
And let's sort of change genres a little. Nicki Minaj.
Now I'm going to pass on that one.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't hear
the end?
I never heard the Nicki Minaj.
Most of them stopped at that Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She shaved nice them gams. All like that.
just Taylor Swift. She's pretty much.
She said Alicia Keys was good. Alicia Keys
she said
was
she was a good writer.
No, she said she's a good writer, good but performer, good producer.
I thought she was great.
Yeah, but she gave her credit, and she said Adele was good. She's not going to call anyone great. You ever seen Michael Jordan call anyone great?
Yes. Kobe.
Who? He called Kobe great?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Anyway.
No, that's unverified. I'm sorry.
She said
nice gowns.
Wow. Didn't even say nothing about her music.
Nice gowns. She said it with a straight face, too. If you go check out the video, she didn't smile at all. She didn't.
She probably doesn't bump Taylor in the car.
I mean, she shouldn't.
She's not.
She definitely doesn't bump Nicki. Like,
yeah.
Sure. I couldn't picture that one. Her bumping Nicki or, you know, sitting in the back of a.
Those are like two totally different artists. Like, no one's like, yo, you remember
the fact she's like, she's 60 like,
years ago shaking that ass when she was singing that song?
I used to love watching Family Feud because you just have to root for the black family.
Yeah, but then some of them make it very difficult for you to root for the black
That's
family.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Pull some wild shit. Like, one episode, it was a question, name a sexy language that a man would use to seduce a woman.
Ah,
and this lady said Jamaican. and I lost my shit. Jamaican.
It would work for me.
No, Jamaican.
It would work for me.
Okay, you're missing the point. Though. It's a survey. You know people did not write that. That's those 100 true. People on the That's survey. And yes.
I want anybody in this room right now to find me somebody that speaks Jamaican.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You know what they mean. You know what they mean.
But you can't. Yeah. But no one's gonna, like you said, on the survey, no one's saying that. Yeah. No one's like, ooh. Yeah, like when that guy spoke Jamaican.
Like, at least just pick something normal. Sexy. Just say Italian or Spanish. I don't know, something.
Pick a language.
Yeah, just a language that, like, people going to write in a survey. Yeah, people... People pick, yeah, people are ridiculous on there. I like watching those, though. Like, the worst Family Feud, the worst Wheel of Fortune.
I see somebody,
those are embarrassing, though.
Yeah,
on Family Feud, I seen somebody say something. I don't remember what the survey thing was, but they said something about... They said they just yelled out, black people. And that shit was hilarious. I forgot what the... I wish
was
I
it a black it. Person?
No, they were white. And they yelled out, black people. And, like, they couldn't wait to
was
say
Steve
that.
Was Steve Harvey the host?
Hell yeah, he was the host. And you know, he made that funny face with that mustache. He's like... looking like somebody's principal and shit.
He but does yeah. look like a principal, yeah.
Did you see the one where it said, name a word or name something that has pork in front of it, and the dude said cupine?
What?
Nah, yeah. Nah, like, the other choices were, like, pork roast, pork rind, pork loin, and this guy said pork cupine.
Yo, I gotta give him A for effort, though. That shit is hilarious. Pork
cupine.
And he probably did his face like that, too. Pork
cupine. He said name something, he was like, cupine. And then everybody was like, good answer. It's like, come on, don't do that.
I hate when the family does that. Like, don't tell them it's a good answer.
Just like, bro, that was bad. Like,
awful.
It's like, go switch with your brother in the audience. Like, don't.
That's funny. Banish them to the audience.
Yeah.
Like, you ever seen that video on YouTube where the guy was at Thanksgiving dinner with his family, and I guess he got mad at them and, like, started flipping the table over and the turkey and everything.
It was a Caucasian family.
Yeah.
I saw that.
He was like, and you're filming?
Yeah.
He was so fucking mad. Yo,
this is real?
Hell yeah. That shit was hilarious.
Damn.
Bugging out on him.
He lost it.
He got banished from the family.
There was like 10 or 12 people at the table.
Yeah. Like, he flipped over all the fresh food. They didn't even start eating yet.
Wow.
I think they were in that, like, we're about to say what we're thankful for stage. Yep. And he wasn't thankful for anything.
Nah. He said he was thankful for his PlayStation games and shit like that. Meanwhile, he looked like he was 30. Like, why is that the first thing you're thankful for? Like, damn.
Have you seen those videos with the guy? I guess he's, like, in his 20s. And he just sits at home and plays video games all day. So his dad puts all his video games outside and runs it over with the lawnmower.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It was two kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't see that.
No, it's... Dude, like, it was like one of his parents just died. Like, that's how he took it.
Is this, what was that show? Honey, We're Killing Our Kids?
That's a show?
Well, it was a show.
Honey, We're Killing Our Kids?
I think so. So basically, the kids were like... unhealthy or overweight or something like that, and they would have this simulator or something, like, based on what you're doing now, this is what he's gonna look like.
Oh, like, we're killing our kids by feeding them too much damn food.
I thought
you meant like we're about to off these little motherfuckers.
No. And I remember this one episode, because they're all white people, of course. So they're like, all right, so we're gonna have, like, broccoli for dinner. And we're going to take away your PlayStation. So this little kid started crying, and he, like, packed up his stuff and tried to run away.
I've been there.
Wow.
PlayStation was real.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take away all their junk food and just give them, like, steamed vegetables and expect them to eat. Because there's no seasoning and stuff.
You gotta break them into that slowly. Yeah. That's like taking somebody's drugs away from a drug addict. Like, they're going to bug out.
And you gotta season it well. Yeah. You gotta make it good.
Make
you
it can't fun just for them or something.
Yeah.
A bland salad.
Cut the vegetables into shapes, and funny letters or something. I don't know.
No, they were.
Oh, salt on it.
No,
yeah.
They were old enough to not be abused.
Like that.
Salt bay.
The broccoli.
Actually, I cut out problematic things that I say sometimes, or, like, that other people say.
Mm-hmm. I typically don't say anything problematic.
Yeah, he's never said anything problematic. Pretty good about
that. Yeah. But you know I will.
And Lyle.
And you knew that. Yeah. Yeah, I heard you guys discuss it previously on previous episodes. I was going to say that real serious and shit. I got nothing else to say. No, but the taint and shit like that.
The taint, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That shit went on for episodes. That shit was serious, man.
The taint, yo, he was passionate about that.
In the hood, they call it the gooch. That's what I know. Thank you.
I said that.
You
shit.
Said that in the episode?
I said gooch.
I wanted to say, you all were like, I was yelling at. I was yelling at the damn car like, it's gooch, motherfucker. But yeah, nah.
Wait, so then did you edit out when I said gooch?
I don't know if it made it.
I didn't hear the whole thing.
Okay.
So it could.
It might be in there because yeah, I stopped listening to the whole. I mean, I try to listen because I don't want to let nothing problematic through, but I try to make a note when it happens, yeah. Like, cut that out.
Because when I was like, yo, have you ever had your taint pleasured? And I was just like, what the fuck is that? And then he explained it. I was like, oh, that's a gooch.
That's how I, yeah. That, yeah, that's how I thought of it, yeah.
What was the context for
the discussion?
Yeah.
We just wanted to talk about taints.
Oh.
That's all. Just a normal conversation. No big deal.
Just a bunch of men talking about tanks. You know, tanks.
Taint love.
Lyle was really in. He was inspired. He was out. He was out in another city for a few days, and he came back. And he was talking about the tank.
He was on assignment.
Yeah, he was on assignment, and that's when he came back. And the palm.
Got to listen. Heard about that palm shit too.
Palm the palm. Yeah.
Palm love and taint love. Palm,
so wait, yeah. And then how does that palm thing work again?
He said, "Just kiss the palm, kiss the palm. Like tongue kiss the palm."
Okay.
Yeah. Like, caress.
Wait, are you
palm.
Doing it yourself?
No. With a partner. No. Yeah,
it's,
that would be weird.
So, yeah. I mean, I heard you mention that. Can you do it to yourself?
Well, because I was like, am I touching my palm?
We were trying.
Am I pleasuring myself?
It didn't work.
So you trying to tell me that day that I went to get my palm read, I was sexually abused?
Could be. That's probably what.
Damn. In a certain light. Because that's what the priest was doing.
If you're getting your palm read, they're reading it with your consent.
That's so true. You put your palm right out there, man. No lawsuit. You can't.
Damn, man. Yeah. I was trying to collect my $200.
Your consensual palm love.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Consensual palm love. I like that.
Consensual palm love? Wait. You giving points for what?
I'm not sentence use. I just wanted to.
I thought consensual was out here getting points.
I said some
cool. Okay. I mean, I'm losing this game, but I don't want other people just collecting points.
I said some cool shit, and she just wants to write it down.
Oh, okay. I don't want it to be a blowout.
Word, man.
I want it to be close. I got one word. So far, I got one too. Yeah. So he's running away with it. We got to catch up.
What can I say? I've been enlightened this morning. Okay, I'm sorry.
Enlightened, no, it doesn't
matter. I was cherry picking just now, sorry.